Owners of the New Orleans hotel that partly collapsed during construction say they'll implode the remaining floors, but did not say when that might happen. 1030 Canal Development LLC today said multiple engineers have said implosion is the safest way to demolish the rest of the Hard Rock Hotel. Parts of upper stories collapsed on October 12th, killing three workers. The company's statement said it has hired contractors Culp Grading LLC and its affiliate Demtech and is working with the city and other agencies to finish the demolition plan. It says consultants will do seismic monitoring of nearby businesses and neighborhoods. The company says it's also working on a plan to set up a protected walkway so the adjacent Sanger Theater can reopen in early December. An Amtrak train slammed into a pickup truck crossing a track near the intersection of Clay Street and Kenner Avenue in Kenner today, killing its male passenger. According to the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, the crash split the pickup truck, sending its back end hurtling more than 60 feet into the driveway of a nearby home. Authorities have not identified the male victim. The female driver was taken to the hospital. No train passengers were injured. Kenner police said the truck's driver pulled around the railroad crossing gates. The train did not derail and was released from the scene. The Louisiana Secretary of State's appearance at President Donald Trump's rally is raising questions about whether he's run afoul of state law barring the chief elections official from most political activity. Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin appeared last week at Trump's Monroe rally for Republican gubernatorial candidate Eddie Rasponi. Under Louisiana law, a Secretary of State can participate in political activity related to his own campaign, but not to support other candidates. Ardoin spoke at the rally, declaring Louisiana will win with Donald Trump. He asked the crowd to chant who it supported for president and governor. Ardoin's political advisor, Lionel Rainey, says Ardoin attended the Trump event to accept the president's endorsement. Rainey called questions about the law a non-issue. President Donald Trump's nominee for a federal appeals court is in jeopardy following a conservative revolt from two Republican senators who have said publicly they won't support him. Trump nominated federal judge Halil Sul Ozerden of Mississippi to the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in June. The New Orleans-based court handles cases from Louisiana, Mississippi, and Texas. The Senate Judiciary Committee says it removed Ozerden from a planned vote Thursday at the request of the White House. A White House spokesman declined to comment. Ozerden is a close ally of White House Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and faces opposition from Republican Senators Ted Cruz of Texas and Josh Hawley of Missouri. They have questioned Ozerden's dismissal of a lawsuit challenging President Barack Obama's health care law. It's going to be frigid tonight. Low temperatures expected to hit the 20s for most of the state, with lows in the low 30s near the coast. State Fire Marshal Butch Browning says if you plan on using a space heater to warm your home, take extra caution, as many of the house fires that plagued the state during the winter can be linked back to the devices.
Number one, we recommend that you use the more modern generation heaters that have the tip-off devices and also have the overheating devices. It'll shut them off in the event that happens.
He also says check your smoke alarms. Louisiana's governor says $10 million in hurricane recovery money will build about 50 houses for Louisiana National Guard members at a post in central Louisiana. Governor John Bel Edwards said in a news release Monday that the houses will replace mobile homes originally brought in for families displaced by Hurricane Katrina in 2005. They'll be built at Camp Beauregard in Pineville, providing a substantial improvement for soldiers and airmen who live on the post. The money is from Hurricanes Ike and Gustav, both of which hit Louisiana in 2008. A joint effort by the state, the Louisiana National Guard Foundation, and the Louisiana National Guard is managing the project. School officials in a Louisiana parish say a failed attempt to renew a long-standing tax could mean slashing jobs and closing up to half of the parish's six schools. The Advocate reports the 11.96 mil property tax up for a renewal vote this weekend generates about $5.6 million for Pointe Coupee Parish schools and accounts for more than a quarter of its budget. Superintendent Kim Canizaro says a rejected renewal would be devastating. The tax has stayed at the same millage since the late 70s and has been renewed every decade. Though there appears to be no organized effort against the renewal, school officials remain worried. The overall parish already expects less property tax funding due to two closed barge operations, and the district struggled this year with a $1.2 million deficit. Officials for a Louisiana public school district say a high school was placed on lockdown after a student brandished a stapler mistaken for a gun. St. John the Baptist Parish Public Schools posted on Facebook that East St. John High School had been placed on lockdown Monday morning when a student reported a classmate had a weapon. The parish sheriff's office searched the campus and found the student, who they said had an opened stapler wrapped in a bandana, not a gun. The lockdown was lifted. News outlets report the student was arrested and booked into the parish jail on charges of terrorizing.